Whereas if you have a small to mid-sized market and have a fast adoption rate, you can take over this market. And so I think this is one of the reasons Silicon Valley has done so well and why software has been this phenomenal industry. And what I want to leave you with is there are sort of these different rationalizations people give for why certain things work and why certain things don't work. And I think these rationalizations always obscure this question of creating X dollars in value and capturing Y percent of X. So the science rationalization we're always told is that the scientists aren't interested in making money. They're doing it for charitable reasons, and that you're not a good scientist if you're motivated by money. And I'm not even saying people should always be motivated by money or something like this, but I think we should be a little bit more critical of this as a rationalization. We should ask, is this a rationalization to obscure the fact that Y equals 0% and the scientists are operating in this sort of world where all the innovation is effectively competed away and they can't capture any of it directly? And then the software distortion that often happens is because people are making such vast fortunes in software, we infer that this is the most valuable thing in the world being done, full stop. And so if people at Twitter make billions of dollars, it must be that Twitter is worth far more than anything Einstein did.